two straight postseason tournaments. Last year, George Raveling's team was 18-12. They went to the NIT and they won a couple of games before being eliminated by Minnesota. In 1992, the Trojans were 24-6, and they went to the NCAA tournament beating Northeast Louisiana before losing to Georgia Tech. They also went to the NCAA in 1991 when they were 19-10 overall before losing to Florida State 75-72. Penn and USC are meeting for the fifth time. The Quakers lead the series 3-1. The last meeting took place in the Palestra in 1986 on December 2nd. Penn won at 63-54. Two of the members of that Trojan team, Hank Gatters and Bo Kimble, who of course went on to college stardom after they transferred to Loyola Marymount playing for Paul Westhead. And Scott, it's always nice to get out here in the land of movie stars and celebrities, and it's just great to get off that plane and feel the warm weather when it's getting a little cold back east.
It was getting a bit cold, and it is a gorgeous day, as always, it seems, here in Southern California. The Quakers are going to have their work cut out for them, a very athletic, physical team, a young team, and George Raveling, if you heard him talking in the pregame show, a little unsure about what he's going to be getting from this team, but we shall see.
Scott, real quickly, the starting lineups for Pennsylvania. The forwards, number 34, Barry Pierce, 6'3 senior, last year averaging 14.5 points per game and 5.5 rebounds. The other forward, number 52, Sean Trice, a 6'7, 195-pound junior, averaging 6.1 points per game and 4.6 rebounds a year ago. The center, number 32, Eric Moore, a 6'6 junior, averaging 6.9 points per game and 6.5 rebounds in 92-93. And the finest backcourt in the Ivies, at one backcourt position, junior Matt Maloney, 6'3", 204. He was the Quakers' leading scorer a year ago, averaging 16.3. And the other backcourt running mate, Jerome Allen, the 6'4", junior out of Episcopal, who averaged 13.1 points per game. Grant Dunphy's the head coach for USC. The forwards are Mark Boyd and Lorenzo Orr, 6'7", junior and 6'7", senior, respectively. Three-guard offense, Stace Bozeman, a 6'4 freshman, 6'4 Brandon Martin, a soft, and 5'10 Bert Harris. The Trojans are coached by George Raveling in his eighth year here at USC. For all the play-by-play, here's Scott Graham.
Thank you very much, Dan Baker. And a couple of combatants back in high school in Detroit, Sean Trice and Lorenzo Orr, will tip things off. Quakers wearing their traveling red, USC in the home gold trimmed in red, and the Trojans will control the tap. Moving from our right over to our left, the Quakers come out in a man-to-man defense, and Bird Harris, the sophomore, runs the offensive show, guarded closely by Matt Maloney. Dribbling around the perimeter, gives up for Martin now in between the circles. He'll take it over toward the right side. Allen works on him. Running a double stack down low, out of the baseline. Pull-up jumper on the way for Martin, no good. Follow shot, that won't go, and Maloney comes down with the rebound. Matt Maloney wearing number 21 in deference to Andy Barada just for today. Down on the left block, they get it to Trice. Drop step move, and the shot is good. Sean Trice working his way inside for the first 2 points of the season. Quakers lead by a score of 2-0.
Both teams opening in man-to-man defenses.
This is Stace Bozeman on the outside, guarded by Pierce. Take it to the paint, running one-hander up off the glass. No good. Moore clears the board and quickly comes out to Maloney. Quakers into the forecourt. They'll run. No-look pass from Maloney. Gets away, goes out of bounds, and they say it went off the hands of USC. So the Quakers will get it back to inbound under their own board.
That was a great blind pass. Barry Pierce was the intended receiver, but USC got a hand on it defensively to knock it out of bounds under the basket.
Now Allen inbound to Maloney. Take down toward the left baseline. Lean-in jumper from 10 is good. Matt Maloney hitting on his first, and the Quakers have the first four of the game, leading 4-0. Now this is Harris taking to the forecourt. Find Bozeman up top. He'll take down the left side and give up for Martin. 18-foot jumper from the corner is around the rim. That's no good. Tap around for the rebound. Orr comes down with it. His putback is good. Lorenzo Orr, the junior out of Detroit, Michigan, a guy that they are touting as a potential preseason All-American, scoring the first two of the season for the Trojans. It's a 4-2 ball game. Jerome Allen down in the corner as the ball picked free by Stace Bozeman. However, it goes out of bounds and back to the Quakers with 24 remaining on the shot clock.
With Penn coming off the great season a year ago, 22-5, a perfect run in the Ivy League, 14-0.
Now Pierce to inbound. They swing it around the floor to Jerome Allen over on the left side. He'll give for Maloney. Off the screen, up top. The three-pointer is good. Now Matt Maloney's picking up right where he left off. It's a 7-2 Quaker lead.
You know, a lot of the big-name teams like to pad their schedule with a couple of W's early on, and if that was George Raveling's intention, he didn't get that here with the Penn Quakers.
Bozeman with an entry pass inside for Boyd. Turnaround jumper up, no good, but we got a foul call coming. That's going to be on the Quakers' Eric Moore, his first personal and the first team foul. It is going to send Mark Boyd, the senior co-captain out of Atlanta, Georgia, to the line to shoot a pair.
A lot of our listeners may remember that George Raveling was a big star at Villanova. He graduated from Philadelphia University in 1960 and later became an assistant coach, and he recruited current Penn assistant Fran O'Hanlon. And he said that Fran was a tremendous guard, which he certainly was.
This is Boyd at the line now to shoot a pair. First one on the way, and it's good. He was a 62% free throw shooter last year, and one of the few guys that George Raveling can look to for senior leadership on this team. He's also a guy who won the USC award last year as the team's best defensive player in 92-93. Second shot on the way. That one's also good. We've got a 7-4 ball game. First 2 minutes of play for the LA Sports Arena. Here comes Allen, trapping pressure. He fights it off here for Maloney and back to Allen again. They're spreading the floor. Over to Pierce on the left side, and now on the left box, this is Trice. He'll try the drop step again. It's not there, so a kick back out to Pierce. Long jumper up, no good. And the long rebound out to Bird Harris. He runs the floor. Give up for Bozeman, and he got called for traveling. He was taking it down the left wing, trying to stutter step move. Problem is, son, you got to dribble the ball when you do that, so the Quakers will get it back.
If you Big Five fans missed it last night, St. Joseph's defeated Delaware State 90-60 to get off on a winning note.
Back the other way and quickly down the floor into the hands of Trice, trying to give it up for Moore, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Sean Trice. It'll go back to the Trojans.
A little too much passing. Sean very unselfishly tried to give it up to Eric for a layup, but he was in there with his back to the basket about 2 feet away and probably should have shot the ball.
Now Harris working on Maloney. Give it off for Martin coming down left side off the screen. Nothing there, though, as Allen gets over and recovers quickly. Now Bozeman between the circles. Maloney's on him. He backs his way into the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock as he takes it back out again. It'll dribble back in. Spin move at the free throw line. Dish off for Orr. The layup is good. Nice hang time for Lorenzo Orr. It's a 7-6 Penn lead.
Boy, this is a tough road trip. USC today, Ohio State Monday night.
Back down the other way, and USC's defense continuing to swarm. Moore in the paint puts up a shot. That's no good. Doesn't matter, though, because he's going to get called for traveling. Even though the Quakers are a little out of sync offensively, and USC is just flying at him from every direction defensively.
And that's part of the reason, Scott, a very athletic, a very talented group of athletes on this Trojan basketball team.
Now this is Bert Harris taking it into the forecourt. Tries to pass down in the corner, and it gets away from everyone. Actually, Barry Pierce sort of kept that pass from being completed. Goes out of bounds off USC and back to Pennsylvania. Pierce sort of fell down in Brandon Martin's way and didn't let him get to the ball. Quaker basketball, and Maloney will walk it across. 3.5 minutes gone. Quakers by a point. Matt takes it to the top of the key and gets fouled as he tries to make a move toward the foul line. Bert Harris is going to pick up this personal. That'll be his first and the team's second. Quakers will inbound with a fresh 35.
Fran Dunphy has just done such a great job with this team. They were so unselfish all last year. And, of course, that whole nucleus returns.
This is Jerome Allen off the inbound up high. Give it up for Pierce down on the right side. He'll make a move right of the lane. Lean-in shot is up, partially blocked, and he got fouled on the way up. So Barry Pierce is going to try his hand at the free throw line as the foul call comes against Brandon Martin. Barry was a second-team All-Ivy selection and a second-team All-Big Five selection last year as well after averaging 14.5 points a game. He was a 72% free throw shooter last season. First one for Pierce on the way and good.
You know that Penn's season ended last year with a loss to Massachusetts in the NCAA tournament, but the Quakers are riding a 13-game regular season winning streak.
Next shot for Barry is up. That's also good. 9-6 Quakers on top by three now. 16-26 to go until the break. No substitutions as yet. Bozeman fighting off some pressure from Pierce. They come with a little bit of a trap. Give up for Boyd, and now back to Bozeman and into the hands of the point guard, Bird Harris. He calls out the play just inside half court. Taking it down the right side, and now backing it out again. The Quakers falling back into some 2-3 zone. Bozeman, left wing, back out for Harris up top. He'll take to the foul line, try to dump off, and a steal for the Quakers as Moore comes free with the basketball. up ahead to Jerome Allen, taking it down the right side. Slowly across. Now he picks up the dribble. Has to give it up for Moore on the outside. Back to Allen again. He'll try the three from way out on the right. That shot no good. Long rebound back to Allen, and he gives for Maloney in a fresh 35. Allen out the foul line for Moore. Back to Maloney. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. Matt Maloney, 3 out of 3 from the floor, and he's got 7 of the Quakers' 11 points.
Harry Pierce has 2. Sean Trice has 2. Lorenzo Orr has 4 to lead USC. Mark Boyd has 2.
And now an NBA three-pointer for Bert Harris, who's foot on the NBA line. He buries that one. Gets the Trojans back within 2. Maloney fires a 3 back the other way. That's no good. And Boyd clears the boards. Here come the Trojans with a chance to tie or take the lead. Harris leave back for Bozeman. Now down to Boyd. Left side into the paint. Jump hook is good. We got a tie ball game at 11. Quakers with a little bit of trouble in transition here, and you don't, at least it looks, want to run with USC. Now Allen, kick for Pierce down on the left corner. Here comes Maloney off the screen. He'll try from 18, and that shot is good. Matt Maloney with 9 points of the Quakers' 13 here in the early going, and it's a two-point lead. Now Stace Bozeman apparently got poked in the eye, and Yaha Wilson will check into the game for USC, but we got a timeout on the floor. 14:45 to go till halftime. The Quakers lead by a pair, 13-11. We'll be back with more right after this. Tape.
With Scott Graham, this is Dan Baker at the Los Angeles Sports Arena. 14:45 remaining first half. Penn leading the University of Southern California 13-11. And Matt Maloney with 9 points. Of course, Matt was the Quakers' leading scorer a year ago, averaging 16.3, including a season-high 37-point effort against American. Incidentally, a couple of preseason notes about these Quakers. Penn was picked by no less than 5 publications to win the Ivy League this year. Street and Smith, Dick Vitale's Basketball, The Sporting News, the NCAA Basketball Preview, and Peterson's. And in addition to that, all 5 of those publications picked Jerome Allen, Matt Maloney, and Barry Pierce as first-team All-Ivy selections.
14:45 to go in the first half of play. Full court pressure from the Quakers now as USC inbounds, but it quickly goes away as the ball gets into the hands of the point guard, Harris. He brings it across from our right to our left, working on Maloney. Take it up top, give off for Wilson. Now down to the corner, back to Harris. He'll try the three from up top. That one is a little bit short. Rebound is tapped around off the hand of Maloney. And we got a foul coming against USC, and I believe that's going to be against Yaha Wilson.
Yes, going over the back of Matt Maloney, and Matt did a nice job blocking out. Matt's a pretty stocky guy. He carries 204 pounds on that 6'3 frame, and I'm sure you all know that his dad, Jim Maloney, is the top assistant at Temple to John Chaney.
USC substitution, Domaine Powell has now come in to replace Bird Harris as the Quakers attack to the basket on our right. This is Pierce up top, back for Allen. Now a bounce pass down low, right block shot. Trice will bounce his way inside. Turnaround jumper soft, but no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Ori. Clears the board ahead to Powell. Powell down the middle of the floor. Give it up for Martin on the right side. He works on Maloney, now backs it out again, and Powell will call out the play. Domaine Powell, one of 3 seniors with this team, give up for Wilson. Now in the paint for Boyd. He has to dribble back out again. Good defense down there by the Quakers. 18 on the shot clock. Powell works the right side. Now give it up for Wilson up top of the key. Back down to the hands of Martin on the left side. 10 on the shot clock. The bounce pass for Orr. Trice works on him. Looks like the playgrounds of Detroit, doesn't it? Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound for Pierce and a quick outlet for Maloney. He'll leave for Trice, and Sean didn't expect the pass and a walk with the basketball promptly upon receiving it. So on the turnover, the Trojans will get the ball back as Tim Krug checks in to replace Eric Moore. 13:33 to go here in the first half of play. Scott Graham and Dan Baker here at the L.A. Sports Arena in the shadow of the L.A. Coliseum, by the way. Here in Los Angeles, Quakers leading by a pair, 13-11. Matt Maloney has 9 of the Quakers' 13 points. Powell brings it up, working on Maloney. Now for Martin over on the right side. About 22 feet from the hoop, he'll dribble around the perimeter. Waiting for something to open up. They're double stacking again down low. Martin kicks down into the corner. Pull-up jumper is on the way, and no good for Wilson. Missed everything. Here comes Jerome Allen with the basketball. Give it up for Pierce, down on the right corner. Now down on the block for Krug. All the way back to the top for Maloney. Fake a three, take into the lane, dish off for Trice in the corner, and now they'll reset it again up to the top. This is Maloney. Give it for Pierce. Dribbling down the right side, leaning jumper right of the lane is no good, but Krug got the putback. That wouldn't go. Rebound to Pierce. He lays it home.
Good offensive rebounding by Penn. Krug and Pierce each getting a putback, and Pierce put it in the basket.
15-11 now. The Quakers on top as Wilson comes back the other way. Give it up for Jones, who has checked into the game. His shot is no good. Avondre Jones, the first legitimate big man, they're calling him, in the Ravelling era here at USC. He's a freshman. Now Maloney back down the other side. Give for Krug, and a foul line jumper is good. Tim Krug has the range from the foul line, and the Quakers again lead by 6 at 17-11. George Ravelling wants a timeout. 12:21 to go till halftime. Quakers by 6, 17-11. Tape.
The Quakers are on the road for the first three games of 93-94 at USC today, at Ohio State Monday night, and a week from today, Penn travels up to Teaneck, New Jersey to play Fairleigh Dickinson. The Quakers' first Philadelphia appearance is Saturday afternoon, December 11th at 12 noon, when they play the St. Joseph's Hawks in the first part of a Big Five City Series doubleheader. Temple and Villanova follow at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available for Penn St. Joseph's at the Penn Ticket Office at 898-6151. Talk to Peg Kowalski or Peg Skelston. They're standing by at 898-6151. That's area code 215 for Penn basketball. The Quakers' first home game at the Palestra is against Haverford on Saturday afternoon, December 18th at 4 o'clock.
And you and I will be there for that one as well. Part of the huge college basketball schedule on Old East 1210 all season long, taking you right on up to the Final Four. And yes, indeed, 100. That's right, 100. We're not talking about in the 90s. We're not talking about in the 80s, Dan. 104 college basketball games.
And I know you're going to have a rooting interest as LaSalle makes their debut for 93-94 and on WOGL tonight.
Later on tonight, Larry Rosen and Rich Tarr live from the Civic Center. That immediately follows this one. Back to live action now, and the Quakers get whistled for a foul as Stace Bozeman gets trapped by Scott Kegler, who had just checked in, along with Matt Maloney. That personal is going to go against Matt. It'll be his first, and it will be the second team foul. Powell to inbound for the Trojans right in front of our location.
What I was getting at, Scott, is knowing how much you like Princeton.
Always a favorite school of mine. Martin now dribbles around the outside, working on Kegler. Crossover dribble a couple of times. Seems to be confused himself, so gives it back up for Powell. Now the right side for Boyd. Back out to Powell. Powell waits now on the right side. Take it into the free throw line and kick for Martin in the left corner. Martin now up around the top. 10 on the shot clock as he takes it in, pulls up. Give it up for Boyd at the foul line. 7 on the shot clock. They got to let it go, and Bozeman will. Fadeaway three-pointer is good. Wow, in traffic at the top of the key. They were right on him, but he buried it. 17-14, Quakers lead cut to 3.
Part of the reason he pulled the trigger is that the shot clock was running out. It was not a good shot, but he got it.
He hit a beauty. Now Maloney. Give it up for Kegler right side. Trice has position down low. They won't get him the ball, so Allen takes it. Now over to Krug. Left of the lane. Turnaround jumper for Krug off the glass. That's good, but they say no basket. Tim is going to get whistled for traveling.
And Fran Dunphy's going to get Eric Moore and Barry Pierce to come back in the game for Sean Trice and Jerome Allen. Maloney, Pierce, Kegler, Krug, and Moore on the floor right now for the Quakers.
Boyd, Bozeman, Martin, and now Bert Harris has checked back in along with Avondre Jones. Say something interesting about Jones next break. Remind me. I'm getting forgetful in my old age, Dan. Harris back down the other way. Give it up for Bozeman up top of the key. He'll work between the circles on Barry Pierce. Man-to-man defense. Pierce picks it free. It goes out of bounds. It will off Barry's hand and back to USC. As big Tremaine Ankrum checks into the game. Check this guy out. 6'5", 235. The interesting thing about Avondre Jones is that he is a lyricist, a rap and R&B lyricist, and one of his pieces was used on NBC's NBA Showtime show last year. Now Ankrum up top of the key, give for Harris, left corner three is on the way and good. He can hit that, baby. Yeah. Bert Harris shot 33% from three-point range last year. That's his second of the game, and it ties it at 17.
So the crowd comes to life a little bit with that one.
Pierce up top, give for Maloney right side. He stands 22 feet from the hoop, pull-up jumper is good. Matt Maloney threw on the three. He now has 12 points for the game.
That's his second three-pointer.
Now Ankrum up top of the key. Dip it down low for Boyd. Turn around on the paint. That shot is up. Teases the rim and it falls through. 20-19, Quakers by a point. The action is picked up a bit here in Los Angeles. This will be Maloney working up at the top of the key. He'll give it up for Tengler, right side, fake the J. Looks to kick it down low, no one there, so he goes back out again to Krug up top of the circle. 20 on the shot clock. Now Moore's going to try a three from the right side and hit it. Eric Moore from 22 feet away on the right. You don't see that too often. Quakers again by four as Jerome Allen sets the check back in. Now Boyd down the other way for USC. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound off the hand of Krug and out of bounds. It'll go back to USC. Trojan basketball. Now the shot never touched the rim, so it'll only be 25 on the shot clock for the Trojans. Allen back in. He replaces Matt Maloney.
Krug just swatted that one out of bounds, so 6'11 Evandra Jones couldn't get it underneath.
As I said, they have high hopes for Evandra Jones, 6'11", 220 out of La Puente, California. Off the inbound, Bozeman with a long jumper. That's no good. Jones skies, gets the board, goes back to Bozeman. He'll try it again. That's good.
That's frustrating. Eric Moore had excellent position on Jones, but Jones is just so big, he went up and over him.
Bozeman buried the jumper from deep in the left corner. One-point ball game. Allen is stripped as they come back the other way, and they say the ball is off 10. It'll go back to USC. Bert Harris got a hand in and picked Jerome's pocket. They say the ball lasts off Jerome Allen's hand, so with 9:28 to go in the half, Trojans with an opportunity to take their first lead, trailing by just a point. Harris into the forecourt. He is working on Allen. Ankrum setting a high post screen for him, but now backs out of it, and the Quakers sit back in the 2-3. Ankrum, left wing, give for Boyd down on the baseline. Harris spins it around nicely for Bozeman. Another long jumper up. That one's no good, and the long rebound down to Allen. Here comes Jerome back the other way. He'll pull up from three-point land. That shot around the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Jones. He'll give up for Harris, and here comes USC into the forecourt. Now Ankrum, stutter step move down left of the lane.
Give it
for Boyd. Now in the lane for Jones, and he gets fouled as he goes up for the shot. So USC will be going to the free throw line, but I know what you're saying, Dan. Looks as though the officials may have missed a flagrant traveling violation on the Trojans. The foul will get called against Barry Pierce.
You know what that was like? I don't know if you fans remember when Rick Hilscher got a bucket at the buzzer to beat LaSalle at the Civic Center a couple of seasons back. And he juggled the ball right down the lane. He never had full possession, so they didn't call traveling. That's what happened here. A bobble along the baseline for about 10 feet.
So now Evandra Jones, his first shot at the free throw line. First one is on the way, and that one is good. This guy was also a high school teammate of a couple of pretty famous brothers who played some basketball or playing some basketball at UCLA, Ed and Charles O'Bannon.
This guy's been a presence since his insertion in the USC lineup.
Second shot is up. That one's no good. Kegler skies for the rebound. We got a tie game at 23 as the Quakers move into the offensive forecourt. Barry Pierce controls down the right corner. Now for Krug. Fade away, hook shot up and good. Where did that shot come from on the right block?
That was a sky hook. Yeah, it looked like a little bit like Luau Cinder.
I guess.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
25-23, Quakers by a pair. Harris down the corner for Ankrum. Shot fake and now drive the baseline, but his pass is tipped away into the hands of Jerome Allen, and now he's on the move. Give up for Moore. Down the lane he goes. Shot is up, no good, but we got a foul call coming against USC. Eric Moore is going to the free throw line. They have whistled Mark Boyd for the foul.
Good job of ball handling that time by Eric Moore. He had the Kegler open on his right side, and he faked to Scott, kept it himself, and drew the blocking foul while he was shooting. And Eric Moore, the 6'6", 210-pound junior out of Episcopal Academy, another one of Dan Dougherty's players. Dan Dougherty, a former St. Joe Hawk, has done such a great job at Episcopal.
Now Moore to the free throw line. First one, he's up, and it is good. Only a 59% free throw shooter last year, but that's better as the season went on. He started all 27 games for the Quakers last season.
His dad is a former Penn basketball captain, Bruce Moore.
Trying to make it a four-point lead. Second free throw up. That also falls after a brief respite on the rim. 27-23, Penn on top, as we near the 8-minute mark here in the first half. And USC quickly back the other way. Here come the Trojans. Ankrum up top, 25 feet from the hoop. Good bounce pass down low on the right block, and we got a foul call coming as Orr got the pass down low and got Moore into the air. So as Orr went up for the shot, Moore came up over his back, and it will be Lorenzo Orr to the free throw line now with an opportunity to shoot a pair.
More Big Five basketball following Penn USC today on Oldies 1210, WOGL, LaSalle Princeton. Tonight from the Philadelphia Civic Center, Larry Rosen and Rich Tarr have all the action for you right here on WOGL.
Lorenzo Orr, just a 57% free throw shooter last year, and he rims that one out. No good on the first. He'll have one more try. Al McGuire calls him a cloud-piercing dunker.
Al McGuire also says that the greatest backcourt in the history of college basketball was that of Guy Rogers and Hal Lear at Temple.
And speaking of which, we'll get to that in a moment. Second free throw is good. Crew comes back the other way. This is a short jumper. And here they come, fast and furious again. This will be Harris up top for Bozeman. Looks to swing it around. Back to Harris again. Over on the right side. Dribbling around the perimeter. Ankrum comes free, gives him a screen, but now Harris has calmed down. Let's run the offense. 20 on the shot clock. And they will, out of a double stack again. Here they come around a pair of screens. Bozeman off the right side. Take into the paint. Now a dish off, and we got a foul call coming before he could get the pass loose. He threw it off for Ravondre Jones over on the left block, but got fouled as he went into the air. Foul's going to be called against Barry Pierce. It'll be his second, and it'll be the 15th foul on the Quakers. That should not be a shooting foul because he wasn't going to the hoop with it, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. We'll sort it all out for you, and we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll sort it out and bring it to you when we come back. 7:29 to go in the first half. Quakers by 3, 27-24.
Mellon PSFS
tape. And back at the L.A. Sports Arena, Scott Graham and Dan Baker, 7:29 to go here in the first half of play. Penn leading USC by a score of 27-24. And in another 7 minutes, 29 seconds, I know my partner Dan Baker is going to get a thrill, a joy, and have a lot of fun with his halftime guest.
Absolutely. The greatest player in the history of the Big Five, and there have been some tremendous players at LaSalle, Penn, St. Joe, Temple, and Villanova since the Big Five began in 1955-56, but many will tell you that the best of them all was number five, Guy Rogers, who still, I believe, is sixth or seventh in assists all time in the NBA.
And he will be Dan's halftime guest coming up at the break. Here from Los Angeles, we still have about 7.5 minutes till that time, however, and USC will inbound as we come back to live action. Inbound for Bozeman, another long three on the way. That one's an air ball, catching just net. Allen comes down with the rebound, but he gets picked clean to the basketball by Harris.
Yeah, dribbled in traffic that time.
So Harris swings around now to Claude Green, who has just checked in. Down on the left block for Jones. His shot no good, and once again, the sky in for the rebound, Jerome Allen. Up ahead now to Matt Maloney, who has checked back in. Maloney with a crossover dribble. Take it down toward the right side. Get the screen from Trice, and now kick back out for Allen up top. Jerome works around the circle, fake shot, and now his shot is blocked away by Jones, but into the hands of Kegler. Still 17 on the shot clock now as Allen goes to work. Give it up for Krug. Fake a long three. Take in toward the lane. Pull-up jumper is on the way. That's no good. Trice has the board. His putback shot is up. That's no good, but he drew the foul.
Man, the Quakers are really fighting out there. Excuse me, Scott. And I wanted to tell you that on that last play, after Jerome Allen had the ball taken from him, was there any doubt that he was going to get... Nobody was going to get up higher than him for that rebound on that last missed shot by USC.
He went after it. So now it will be Sean Trice, the free throw line, with an opportunity to shoot a pair and try to extend what's already a three-point Quaker lead. Sean was a starter in the last 13 games for the Quakers last year. Is there a correlation? Hard to say, but they went 13-0 in those ball games. Sean does bury the first, making it a 28-24 game. He was a 68% free throw shooter last year. Second one on the way. He strokes it. Off the back iron, no good. Long rebound out to Green, and here comes USC back the other way. Harris into the forecourt. Between the circles, he goes with the left hand. Now give it up for Green, a product of Dunbar High School. He'll kick it down to Orr, left block, backing his way in. They double him up, so kicks back for Green and down to the top for another reset. Good defense. Down to Boyd, in the paint. Turnaround jumper on the way. That's good. A lot of strength there for Mark Boyd, forcing that jumper up and home. Back down to a two-point ball game at 28-26, and into the forecourt they go, but Bozeman just got a hold of Matt Maloney's arm as he was trying to pressure him. So the foul will come against Stace Bozeman. And the Trojans are now being assessed their 16th foul. One more, they'll be over the limit. The Quakers will be shooting. Kegler inbounds, give it up for Allen. He'll work down the left side and now give up for Maloney up top. Matt, crossover dribble to the free throw line. Back in and out again, working on Bozeman. He'll give it up for Allen and now Trice up top. Leave off for Allen down the right side. Give for Trice, and he'll kick back out for Allen again, but this time it's stolen away into the hands of Harris. Down the court he comes to the foul line, and he dribbles out of traffic again and back out. The Quakers got back quickly defensively. So they'll run the offense out of the double stack. Bozeman down on the left side. Allen right in his face. Give for Orr, left corner. Now a pass inside to Boyd is picked off by Trice. Off the turnover, the Quakers come back. Maloney down the left side. Invites double coverage and gets it. Now to Kegler, left all alone up top. Fake a jumper, give back to Maloney, and he'll try the three from way outside. That shot no good. Orr skies for the rebound. This will be Harris back the other way. Leave off for Green. They say this kid can shoot from the outside, playing his first game as a freshman. He'll give for Bozeman in the left corner. Drive the baseline. Kick back out for Boyd. Left of the lane. Leaning jumper up. No good. Rebound off Krug's hands. Orr tries to save. Krug got a hold of it, but it hit the end line. And it'll go back to USC, going out of bounds off the hands of Timmy Krug.
Penn is not doing a good job right now blocking out on the defensive boards.
Bill Guthrie getting some of the earliest action we have ever seen for him. Trying to combat some of that size for USC. He's checking into the game, and Tim Krug is checked back out again. Barry Pierce has also come back in to the ball game, replacing Scott Kegler.
Bill Guthrie is a 6'9", 195-pound sophomore from Archbishop Ryan in Philadelphia.
They'll inbound for Ankrum. He'll miss a long three, and now off the rebound, up ahead is Pierce. He jams it home. Barry Pierce on a jam up, a nice outlet on the rebound from Jerome Allen. It's a four-point ball game. The Quakers 30, the Trojans 26.
You get the idea these two teams are pretty evenly matched, Scott. I don't know that either has the knockout punch to put the other one down by a lot.
It's going to be one of those games that comes down to the wire, I believe. Ankrum back the other way. Give it up for Harris. And now Martin over on the right side. Perimeter passing for the Trojans, working on the Quaker zone. Ankrum down in the left corner. Back to Harris again. He'll pull up with a foot on the three-point line and hit it. Two-pointer for Harris up top. Gets USC back within a bucket. Good call by the officials in calling that a two. Maloney back the other way. He wants three. His shot is no good. And the rebound sky for grabbed by Brandon Martin. Back and forth they come. Penn not showing a lot of patience on offense. Quakers back in a man-to-man matchup now, or what could be a matchup zone. Nope, that's man. Harris down the right sideline. Give for Boyd, and now Ankrum stands between the circles. He'll work it for Harris over on the right side. Harris bounce pass down low. Shot up and good. I was screened by the official and did not see who got the basket, Ben.
Mark Boyd and Bill Guthrie went up, Scott, to try to prevent it, but he went up kind of tentatively and a little bit late at that, and they just got a piece of Boyd as Mark now has 10 points. That was his fourth field goal. He's 2 for 2 at the foul line, and he'll go to the charity stripe to try to convert one of the old-fashioned three-point plays, which if he succeeds would give USC the lead at 31-30.
It would be their first lead of the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the line. Now make it 3 out of 3 for the first time today. The Trojans lead. And we got a timeout on the floor. 3:35 to go till halftime. USC has gotten over the top. They lead the Quakers 31-30. We're back with more after this. Tape.
It took 16 and a half minutes for USC to go on top, but with 3:35 remaining until intermission, it's now USC 31, Penn 30. The Quakers' biggest lead came at the 12:37 mark when they led by 6, 17-11.
I'm sure one thing Fran Duffy is preaching is a little bit more patience on offense. And now the Quakers do have the basketball, attacking the far basket down on the right end of the floor. Maloney backing his way in. Get back up for Pierce. A little bit more deliberate in their style now as they go to Trice on the left block. Pump once and the jumper is on the way. No good. Boyd with the weak side rebound finally does get the ball loose and out to the main foul. Up he'll go to Green. Long jumper up. First one for the freshman is no good. Rebound down to Allen. He's got a bunch of them in the first half. Give it up on the bounce for Pierce. His shot blocked away by Orr. And Martin comes free with the basketball. That got the crowd going. Martin into the near court. Working it out between the circles on Jerome Allen. Crossover dribble takes him to the top of the key. Give for Green. Now a bounce pass down low on the block. Boyd backs his way in. Working on Guthrie. Turnaround shot no good, but he drew contact. And once again, Mark Boyd, who is turning out to be a big hurt for the Quakers inside, is going to go to the free throw line. This time the foul call coming against Sean Trice.
And Tim Krug will replace Bill Guthrie, who is obviously getting some of the minutes that would ordinarily have gone to the injured Andy Barata.
So this will be Boyd at the free throw line. He is already 3 out of 3 today, trying to extend a one-point Trojan lead with 2:41 to go till the break. First one on the way, and it's good.
You were almost premature on that. That was one of those balls that went around and around and around and around, but
I figured I'd take my chances.
You correctly anticipated.
Let's see if I can do it again. Boyd's second one on the way, and that was good. 33-30, the Trojans by three. 7 unanswered points, if I'm not mistaken, now for USC. Pierce at the free throw line. Running one-hander is up. That's no good. The tip follow is good for Krug. He got a hand in on the inside and tipped it home. Gets the Quakers back within a point.
The Quakers led 30-26 before USC reeled off those 7 straight.
Now Powell into the near court working on Maloney. He runs the point position now with Harris on the bench. This will be Martin down on the right side working the sideline. And we got a foul call coming away from the ball. A lot of battling going on down low between Mark Boyd and Sean Trice. And this time Boyd let an elbow get away from him. He is going to be hit with that personal foul. And that is going to put USC up over the limit. So we'll go back down the other way with 2:09 to go in the half. But Sean Trice is going to be shooting the 1-1.
Yeah, Barry Pierce took an elbow there in the face, either across the bridge of the nose or his right eye. He was kind of rubbing his eye and the top of his nose. And he went to the floor hard. And now we'll go to the foul line to shoot 1-1.
Quakers pulled the switch. Barry Pierce might have been rubbing his nose, but Sean Trice is the guy who ended up on the floor. Pierce's first free throw is good. Barry might have gotten part of that, but Sean Trice ended up on the floor and probably should have been the guy shooting the free throws. Scott Kegler set to check in. They may be replacing Barry Pierce now. Second one is on the way. That one's also good, and yep, looks as though Barry's going to be coming back out of the game for a chance to recoup. But the Quakers have retaken the lead now at 34-33 with 2:09 left in the half. Also, that big problem of Bondra Jones who's checked back into the game for USC.
Fran O'Hanlon told me before the game that he will be starting shortly.
Harris comes into the near court, and he is going to be fouled by Matt Maloney. They call him for a handshake as they got across half court. Maloney picking up the personal. That'll be his second. The Quakers are up over the limit, so Bert Harris will go to the free throw line, shooting the 1-1 with a chance to retake the lead for USC.
Bert is built like a little fire plug. He's listed as 5'10", 175. I think he might be a little heavier than that. And he wears the Archie Moore-type trunks. They go down below his knees.
Shot on the way, it's no good, but Org was allowed to sneak in for the rebound. His putback won't go, and the rebound down for Trice. Quakers dodge a bullet there. Under 2 minutes to go in the half as Allen takes it down the right side. Pulls over some defensive help, and now lets a shot fly, no good. Trice with the rebound follow, that'll go, and he got the foul. Sean Trice working the inside, and that time we saw a little bit of junior experience working against a freshman. He came inside of Avondra Jones, put up the shot, drew the foul, and now has a chance to complete the three-point play.
And we also saw some good teamwork because it was Tim Krug with the initial follow that didn't drop, but Sean Trice was right there to get the second miss and put it back and draw a foul.
Trice's free throw is good. He completes the three-point play, and now seeing his first action as a Quaker will be Nat Graham, the freshman out of Miami. Also, Donald Moxley checking into the game now with a 1:46 to go till halftime, and Kirk Homanek is into the game, a big 7-footer from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan for USC.
And the Quakers have another newcomer you're going to like from Ohio, Jamie Lyron.
And we will see him eventually, I'm sure, but Graham, my namesake, into the game now. Bozeman up top of the key as USC comes back the other end. Three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound tipped around off Martin's hand, off Moxley, and back to Martin again. A fresh 35 for the Trojans as Martin dribbles back to the top.
What a gifted group of athletes George Raveling has assembled here at USC.
The freshman class they brought in, they called the Fab Five without the swing man. In Peterson's preview, wouldn't be surprised if this team got good in a couple of years. Whistle now down as the entry pass is thrown for Orr left of the block, and a foul is coming against the Quakers and Scott Kegler. As we mentioned, the Quakers up over the limit, so Lorenzo Orr goes to the line now, still shooting the 1-1.
USC, a team over the years, which athletically has been more known for its great football teams. In fact, the current director of athletics is Mike Garrett, former Heisman Trophy winner.
Former Kansas City Chief.
But this basketball team, again, we mentioned at the outset, they've been to three postseason tournaments.
As you can tell by the applause, Orr's first free throw was good. Sort of shoots it as a knuckleball. Look at the rotation on that ball when he puts it up. Second shot on the way. That one is also good. If it's a knuckler and falls, it's good enough. A minute 10 to go till the half. Quakers by two. Pressure in the backcourt. And Maloney will try to dribble his way through. He does. Give it up for Moxley. He's getting trapped. Get it back to Maloney. Quakers spread the floor a bit, leading by two as we're under the one-minute mark. Clearing it out for Maloney up top. Now they'll give off for Moxley over on the right side. Donald with a jab step. Give it down on the right block for Krug. Pump fake once. Shot up and good. Tim Krug using that shot fake to his advantage, stretches the Quaker lead to four.
Tim Krug has 8 points on four field goals.
37 seconds to go on the half as Harris brings the Trojans out. Trying to cut into that four-point lead. About a 10-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock, so the Quakers should get one more possession. Now Bozeman to Harris in between the circles, 15 on the shot clock. And USC is doing their share of holding the ball now as Martin controls near half court. Take it down the right side. Crossover dribble back to the top. Just 5 on the shot clock. They threw it away. Martin threw a pass one way. Bert Harris cut the other. And now with 12 and a half seconds to go in the half, the Quakers with a basketball, assuring themselves of the dressing room lead, they'd like some more.
And a chance to equal their biggest lead, Scott. They've led by as many as 6, and their biggest deficit was 3.
9 seconds to go in the half. Jerome Allen very, very slowly coming across. Now 5 seconds. Taking the clear out himself. 3 seconds. Crossover dribble. Into the lane. The floater up. It's good at the buzzer. What a great athletic play from Jerome Allen. We were sensing urgency, but obviously he wasn't. 41-35. The score is the Quakers lead by 6 going into the dressing room at halftime. And a great athletic play, Dan, by Jerome Allen as they went into the dressing room, taking that himself down the lane.
Well, that was sweet. And that was Jerome's first 2 points of the game, and they came in spectacular style.
Quakers by 6 at the break. We told you before, we'll tell you again. Coming up at halftime, you want to stay tuned. One of, if not the greatest player in Big Five basketball history, Guy Rogers, is Dan Baker's special guest coming up next. Wake up here in Los Angeles now as Pierce goes around the circle. Over on the right side for Maloney and Allen. Jerome looking for a cutter, finds one in Pierce down on the corner. Now back up to Allen, top of the key, guarded man-to-man by Harris. Bounce pass down low. Moore will work his way into the paint, and we got a traveling violation coming against Eric Moore. Fran Duffy did not like that one, and on the turnover, USC gets the ball back with an opportunity to shave into that four-point Penn lead.
You know, it's unfortunate the Quakers had a chance to build that lead up to 8 right at the outset. Jerome Allen with a beautiful pass underneath to Barry Pierce after a Sean Trice offensive rebound, and Barry missed the cripple, and now it's a 4-point game, 41-37.
Bounce pass down low to Orr off the hand of Harris is knocked away, and we got a foul call anyway coming against the Quakers, and this one's going to go against Sean Trice. We're pushing off down low. Sean picking up the personal foul, his second first team foul for the Quakers this half. You're listening to WOGL Philadelphia. Scott Graham and Dan Baker here at the LA Sports Arena, where USC is trying to come back. And off the inbound, Boyd shoots up an air ball, rebound down into the hands again of Jerome Allen. He had a bunch of rebounds in the first half, 5 in all. Comes back the other way. Give for Maloney. Taken to the lane. Stripped of the basketball. It's on the floor. It's loose. And Bozeman for USC comes away with it.
He was almost stripped of his right hand as well.
He dribbles into the forecourt and now dribbles off his own foot. Quakers get it back. Trice up ahead for Maloney. Leave off for Moore. Down the left side of the lane he goes. Running one-hander is good, and he got the foul. Moore went around Harris, who tried to stand his ground and take the charge, but the officials say that Bert Harris moved. He's going to pick up the personal foul, his second, and that sends Eric Moore to the free throw line with an opportunity to complete a three-point play.
Scott, that's why this Penn team is once again going to be so difficult to beat in the Ivy League. They keep coming at you. They made a couple of bad plays to start the second half here in the first minute and a half, but then they come right back with a hustling effort by Eric Moore right there.
So Moore to the free throw line with an opportunity to extend the Penn lead to 7. His shot is on the way. It's short, no good. Fights for, gets his own rebound. Now it's on the floor and loose. Still loose. Maloney comes away with it. Quakers with another shot on offense as Jerome Allen runs the show from the top. Take it down the right side. Pull up three-pointer on the way and good. Jerome Allen buries it. Right side, foul line extended. And the Quakers have a 9-point lead.
That's the biggest in the game.
Harris slowly walks it across. The Quakers put back the early charge by the Trojans here in the opening moments of the second half. Martin dribbling around the perimeter. Quakers sitting back in his zone. Harris calls it from the top. Back for Martin. Fake a three on the left side. And now down to the corner for Boyd. Back up to Martin. Dribble around the perimeter. And they're just passing around the perimeter right now. Can't find a way to get it inside. Martin left side. Back to Harris right. He'll try the three. It's on the way off the back iron. No good. Rebound for Pierce. A quick outlet to Maloney. Matt takes it into the forecourt. Turns it into overdrive. Down the lane he goes. Ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll go off USC. But the Penn bench wanted a foul call against Mark Boyd. They didn't get it, though.
Looks like just a little bit of panic setting in that time. The last time USC pulling up and firing a long shot.
Off the inbound, Barry Pierce with a 12-foot jumper, and the Quakers have an 11-point lead, their first double-figure lead of the ballgame. 48-37, 17:22 to go. Now Bozeman cross-court to Harris. They're trying to pass over the top of this 2-3 zone. Martin toward the lane. Bozeman, a no-look for Boyd on the left baseline, but he lost control of it. It goes out of bounds and back to the Quakers now, and Penn has an opportunity to extend their 11-point lead. Claude Green checking back into the game, and Brandon Martin coming back out again for the Trojans. So Penn's zone defense is confusing USC. Maloney between the circles, give for Allen, right side, foul line extended in front of the right sideline. He'll take to the free throw line, pull up jumper on the lean, and it's good. Jerome Allen with a hot hand in the early going of the second half, the Quakers by 13.
It looks like the Penn experience is taking over.
Harris passing around the perimeter again, that's why they got the shooter in Green. Back out to Harris. He'll kick for Green in the corner. Left-handed long jumper is good. A three-pointer from down on the right corner. George Raveling knows where his bread is buttered. The freshman long-range jumping jump shooter buries a three. Maloney back the other way. He hits an NBA three. Wow. 53-40. The Quakers again by 13.
Matt Maloney with 15, including 3 3-point field goals.
Harris came back the other way, tried to dump a pass down on the right box for Boyd, and a foul call coming here, and he's going to go against Eric Moore for the Quakers. It's going to be his second of the first team foul. Make that his third and the second team foul here in the second half. USC to inbound from underneath its own hoop as Tim Krug gets set to check back in for the Quakers. Green off the inbound. Try another three from the same spot. That one's no good. Weak side rebound for Trice. And the Quakers to the forecourt. Great pass from Maloney. Ahead to Moore for the layup. Matt Maloney, a one-handed pass. Three-quarters the length of the floor. 55-40. The Quakers by 15.
What would be great about a Penn victory here, or if for that matter in either of the first two games at USC at Ohio State, those people think they're a good Ivy League team, but they're going to have to get a few impressive non-league wins to get some national attention.
Back the other way, left side jumper for Green. That's up and no good. Rebound tapped around. Maloney comes clear with it. He's coming down 2-on-2. Now pulls up. Kick back out for Allen, who'll reset the offense. Off a high screen from Moore. He'll take to the left side. Crossover dribble into the paint. Leaner in traffic is good. Jerome Allen has taken over. 57-40, the Quakers by 17 points.
After only scoring 2 points, and those in the last 5 seconds in the first half, Jerome now has 9 to start the second half. He has 7 in the second half, 9 overall.
And now he's got another steal, drive the length of the floor and jam it home. 19-point lead, 59-40. Georgia better get a timeout, and he's not calling it. Traveling is walking away and saying, you're going to run this offense, and you guys are going to run it right. They're going out of the double stack. Quakers back man-to-man. Now Wilson into the game, working down left side for Harris in the corner. He'll look to go on top, but that passing lane is cut off, so he'll dribble it out himself. And now back to Wilson between the circles. Working on Pierce. Back down to Harris, left corner. Drive the baseline. All the way through and around again. He goes to the top for Green. Green put it on the floor. Now left of the lane. Jumper up and good. Make that right of the lane. He skied it up over the top of Sean Trice to get his team back within 17. 59-42. 14:23 left. The Quakers with a comfortable advantage. And Jerome Allen gets the orders from the sidelines and Fran Duffy. Left side foul on extended, give for Pierce. Now top of the key for Moore. Leave back for a three-pointer for Maloney. That rims out. Rebound down. Off a couple of hands. Pierce comes clear with it and gives back to Allen with a fresh 35. Down on the left block for Trice, who backs his way in. And he is going to get whistled for traveling. 14:03 to go in the ball game and a timeout on the floor. The Quakers with an impressive burst to start the half. They lead by 17, 59-42.
And how about this from the Los Angeles Sports Arena? Penn leading USC at the half by 6, 41-35. And now the Quakers have gone on an 18-7 run to take a 17-point lead, 59-42.
Last night it was St. Joe's winning by 30 in their debut against Delaware State. LaSalle will have its debut immediately following this game. Right here on Old East Well 10, Larry Rosen and Rich Dari standing by. That one will be at the Civic Center. LaSalle taking on the Princeton Tigers and Pete Carrill immediately following this game right here on Old East Well 10 tonight. And so far, the Big Five is 1-2-3 and 0.
We've got two outstanding coaches going up against each other this afternoon. We'll have the same thing tonight at the Civic Center.
Back to live action. The Trojans into the forecourt with Bird Harris running the show. Donald Moxley is now checked in to bother him defensively. He'll kick back out again for Wilson. Top of the circle. Down inside low. Orr with athletic move. Shot is no good. But Sean Trice, his old nemesis from Detroit in the high school game, was whistled for the foul. Sean picking it up. It'll be the third team foul against the Quakers, and it'll also be personal foul number 3 against Sean Trice.
Scott, are you surprised we haven't seen that big Evandra Jones, the 6'11", 220-pound freshman who was so impressive in action in the first half?
I have a feeling if they're going to try to play comeback ball, they've got to be more based on speed. Orr's first free throw is up and no good, again with that crazy sort of knuckleball delivery. Orr has not been very consistent from the free throw line today. He has, however, hit 3 out of 5. Make it 4 out of 6 as he buries the next one. 59-43, Quakers by 16. And Al Maloney back to Allen, who has checked back into the game. Moxley was in for just a couple of moments. Maloney dribbling by himself, clearing it out for himself now as they go down low. He reverses his court, give it up for Pierce, and now to Allen off the screen up top. Jerome, get it back to Pierce, and down low on the block for Krug. Ball tapped away and out of bounds off the hands of USC. The Quakers will have 11 seconds to shoot with when they inbound.
And if nothing else, this USC team is very explosive offensively. So don't think this 16-point lead by Pennsylvania puts the game on ice.
Allen takes the inbound. 8 on the shot clock. Give back up for Maloney. Now 6 on the shot clock as he works left side. Trying to get his shot away. Get it into the lane. Kick back for Pierce. 1 on the shot clock. He fires the shot. No good. And Orr takes away the rebound. Quakers use the full 35, but don't come away with any points. And now the Trojans come back down the other end. Harris up top for Wilson. Bounce pass for Orr. Right block. Working on Trice again. Fadeaway jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound to Pierce. Quickly out to Allen. Jerome takes it across, left side, foul line extended, give for Maloney. Now Krug, a post-up three is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Harris. up ahead for Bozeman, and now Orr. They're going to him all the time. Now on the inside, his layup is good. Three trips down the floor, they've gone to Lorenzo Orr all three times.
Krug gave up the baseline on that play, and Tim has a weakness defensively. It's sometimes he fails to get position down low.
George Raveling is telling his team to get his hands in the air. Not one guy, however, has his hands up. Now Pierce. Left block for Trice. He'll back in, try to answer back on Orr. The jump hook no good, and Trice just got whistled for his fourth foul for pushing off with the non-shooting arm. So Sean Trice is going to go to the bench with his fourth personal foul, and Eric Moore will come on to replace him. 59-45, Trojans back within 14. We've still got 12-12 left, and as Dan mentioned, this one is a long way from being over.
A team which has won 61 games in the last 3 years under head coach George Raveling, the USC Trojans. Last year they went to the NIT and in the two preceding years to the NCAA tournament.
And this team is not used to losing here. Since March of 90, they are 40-4 in this building. Here they come on offense, and a long-range jumper on the way from three-point range, no good. That one off the hand of Wilson, rebound down to the Quakers and Jerome Allen. Maloney back the other way. Between the legs on the dribble. Another NBA three on the way. That one's no good. Boyd skies for the weak side rebound. Fran Duffy did not like that shot selection.
Nor did he like the few seconds that ticked off the clock. He wanted them to work it around and take some time off the clock.
Wilson, head of the circle. Get it inside for Orr. Fake one way. Jump hook the other. That's off the glass and good. We're finally getting to see what Lorenzo Orr, the junior out of Detroit, Michigan, can do. Lorenzo now has 14 points, and it's back to a 12-point game. Here's for Allen, left corner. Entry pass for Krug. Backs his way in, lost his footing, and the basketball. Here comes USC. Working it down three on three. Harris in the lane. A runner is good. Off balance finger roll for Harris. Cuts the lead to 10. And now Fran Duffy may be thinking about timeout as soon as they get it across the floor. Maloney walking it up. And now turns to the official and says, we'll take one. The crowd on its feet here at the L.A. Sports Arena. 11 minutes to go. The Trojans back within 10, and we'll take timeout as well. The Quakers 59, Southern Cal 49.
USC head coach George Raveling is a former Villanova Wildcat. And right now, his Trojans have scored 9 consecutive points to reduce the Penn lead to 10 at 59-49 with Scott Graham on Dan Baker at the Los Angeles Sports Arena. And Penn has been pretty impressive throughout, leading by 6 at the half, and then outscoring USC 18-7. They took a 59-40 lead, but haven't scored since, while USC has scored the last 9.
USC coming back and doing so in a couple of different ways, but mostly with the Quakers again. And this really has been the problem for them if they've had one in this game, Dan. It's been that they've been from time to time impatient offensively. They've come down and maybe fired up a shot a bit too soon.
And we saw Fran Dunphy. The Penn bench is just to our left. And Fran was particularly unhappy when Matt Maloney threw up about a 30-footer after only 3 seconds, went off the 35-second clock.
Now they'll look for a little bit more patience as Jerome Allen brings it across. The USC fans on their feet, hoping this comeback will continue. Allen into the forecourt, working off a screen from Moore. Take it down the right side, pull-up jumper off the glass and good. He kissed it home from 8 feet away and got the Quakers back up by 12.
You have two go-to guys in that backcourt, Allen and Maloney. And every time the Quakers need a big bucket, when those two get their hands on the ball, usually something good happens.
Now they'll go back to the 2-3 zone, trying to confuse USC again. The Trojans do not have a lot of shooters that can go up over the top of this. Last year, they were a terrific three-point shooting team, but lost Phil Glenn and Dwayne Hackett. Not much of an outside shooting game anymore. Harris up top for Wilson, around the perimeter. 6 on the shot clock. Fake of a shot. Now Martin tries from 15. He'll hit it. He went into the seam in that zone and buried a 15-footer to get USC back within 10. Now the other way, long-range jumper is good for Jerome Allen. He buried a 3.
Every time they need a big bucket.
Jerome Allen has been coming through with them in this ball game, specifically here in the second half. He's got 16 points,
including 2 3-pointers.
Harris up top, into the hands of Wilson, over on the left side. He'll take it back over toward the right. On a bang and a body, he's down low, and now Boyd gets the basketball at the foul line. Kick back out for Martin and a reset with 13 on the shot clock. He works on Allen, taking it down the right side. Now the crossover dribble to the free throw line. Lean in, jumper up, no good. Follow for Boyd, won't go. Ankrum's got the basketball. His shot is blocked by Krug, but we got a blocking foul coming against Tim Krug. And he says, what do you mean, me? But Tim Krug is going to get whistled for that personal foul, the 15th foul against the Quakers. USC at this point in the half only has one.
Let's take a look at the scoring to this point. Penn leading by 13, 64-51. Jerome Allen, 16. Matt Maloney, 15. 10 points for Barry Pierce, 9 for Eric Moore, 8 for Tim Krug, 6 for Sean Trice. USC led by Lorenzo Orr with 14, 70 Chaff, 13 for Mark Boyd, 10 for Burt Harris, 6 for Stace Bowman, 5 for Claude Green, 2 for Brandon Martin, 1 for Evandra Jones.
Tremaine Ankrum missed his first. He'll have one more try. Speaking of Evandra Jones, he is coming back in to replace Mark Boyd. Ankrum is 62% free throw shooter last year. How much of an opportunity to shoot here today? That one was his first. Here comes his second. That one's on the way. That one is around the rim. Also no good. The rebound grabbed out of the air by Moore, and the Quakers walking across with Matt Maloney. He'll get it up for Allen, who will now run the point. They're going to try to work Maloney free for the shot. He's down low right now. They're going high-low. Here he comes back out around the left wing. Up to the top for Moore. And over to Pierce on the right side. Barry, flip it down low for Krug. Turnaround jumper. Fadeaway is up, no good. Ankrum all by himself for the board. And USC back the other way, trying to cut into the 13-point lead. This is Harris down the right side. Ball is kicked away by Maloney. As Harris tried for the entry pass to Orr, so on the kick ball, they'll reset that 35-second clock, and it'll be USC inbound.
8:56 remaining in the game. Penn leading Southern California 64-51.
Harris will key the inbound. Bothered there by Tim Krug, and now turns around. He's going to need a timeout. Good defense by the Quakers kept the ball from being inbounded, and so they will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 8:56 left in the game. The Quakers by 13, 64-51. Back with more after this. And welcome back to the LA Sports Arena. Scott Graham and Dan Baker. Sort of a ghost-like homey feeling about this place, Dan. You would almost think that you are inside the Spectrum, but then again, I know why. Because look back at Rocky. Look back at Rocky II, those first two films from Sylvester Stallone in that series, when they had, end quotes, the Spectrum as the scene for those fights. It was not the Spectrum, but this very arena masked as the Spectrum. It was a big thing for me to come in here today and find that out. And Dan is obviously tremendously impressed.
Go Adrian!
8:56.
Penn leading USC 64-51. Oh, it's great to come out here and see old friends like Guy Rogers and George Raveling. And here we are into the basketball season. Another Big Five team making its debut tonight. The LaSalle Explorers and the Princeton Tigers. Speedy Mars and Pete Carrill having at each other. 7:30 tip-off at the Philadelphia Civic Center. Try to make it on after the game, and if you can't, you can hear all the action right here on Oldies 1210.
Starting about an hour from now. Now the inbound. Martin takes it off a trap. Give for Orr. They swing it around the court into the hands of Jones. His shot is up and blocked away by Moore. They're going to whistle a foul. This one could go on either Barry Pierce or Eric Moore, and they're going to give it to Barry. So Pierce getting him with the body. The sixth team foul now on the Quakers, and the third personal on Pierce. Fouls are starting to become just a little bit of a problem. Not really, though, with 8:50 left in the game. And the big freshman of Andre Jones goes to the line to shoot a pair with the Quakers leading by 13. Jones was just a point of this game. It came from the free throw line. First shot up and good. He'll have one more try. 6'11", 220 pounds, and they're hoping that he fills out and becomes just a dominant big man for this team, something that they are hoping for from him and something they're not used to having here at USC. Jones buries the second one as well. He has looked good today. It's an 11-point ball game. Here comes Allen. Give it up for Krug. And now to the top of the key for Moore. Back outside to Maloney they go, and now Matt will hold. Awaiting the offensive play, Penn now will go out of the double sack, something that USC has been using a lot of. Now they're saying spread the floor. That's exactly what they will do, spreading the floor for Maloney just inside half court. 14 on the shot clock. He'll work it himself. Give the Krug on the baseline. Now a pass through to the other side for Moore is tipped away and out of bounds off the hand of Brandon Martin. The Quakers will keep it with 9 on the shot clock.
Yeah, the shot clock will not be reset when the ball is knocked out of bounds.
Off the inbound, a leaping pass and shot for Barry Pierce is no good. Quakers wanted a foul but didn't get it. Rebound down to the Trojans. They can get it back underneath double digits. Ankrum with the basketball up top of the key. Bounce it down low for Orr. Loses the handle and throws it away. Ball was on the floor and he tried to tap it back out to Harris but tipped it out of bounds. And so the Quakers catch a break and will get it back with 8:08 to play.
And Scott Kegler replaces Barry Pierce with the Quakers.
To mention, Pierce had just a bit of foul trouble. He does have 3. Sean Trice also sitting right now with 3 fouls. Quakers will change the offensive play. They'll go to the boxes now, and here comes Allen out on the wing, left side to receive the pass. Up to Krug, reverse it to Kegler, right side. Kegler for Allen, triangle passing, down low for Moore, back his way in. Now around the corner he goes and throws me the basketball. That ball right into my hands, and we got a call on the play. Looks like it's coming against USC. A foul call coming against the big guy, Avondra Jones. And to be honest with you, Dan, I was open for that pass, and Moore hit me perfectly for it, but I don't think I was the go-to guy on that play.
Well, you know it's a deliberate offense if they're passing you the ball.
Now off the inbound, nice steal by Ankrum. Tremaine Ankrum stole the inbound pass, so I guess, to a certain extent for USC fans, justice was served. Ankrum kick it down into the corner for Orr. Drive left baseline, and he is fouled as he moves in. Put up a shot that went in, but the officials whistle that one off, and the foul again will go against the Quakers. This one is going against Eric Moore, and the foul problems continue as he has just picked up his 4th.
I'll tell you what, Penn leading by 11, you have to come out and see this Quaker basketball team. Their first Philadelphia appearance, remember, will be Saturday afternoon, December 11th. The front end of a Big 5 City Series doubleheader at the Spectrum starts at 12 noon, Penn and St. Joseph's, followed by Temple and Villanova. 4 Big 5 teams on the same card. 2 games for the price of 1. Tickets available at the Franklin Field ticket office. Call 215-898-6151.
Orr with the free throw on the 1-1, and he missed the front end. Rebound ripped down by Nat Graham, who just came into the game to replace Moore, who goes to the bench with 4 fouls. So 2 of the Quakers' big starters on the bench in foul trouble, but now they get it to Krug. He's being trapped in some trouble. Ball knocked out of bounds off the foot of Krug, and it's going back to USC. The Trojans' pressure right now is giving the Quakers some problems, Dan.
Yeah, they changed up on defense that time and caught the Quakers napping.
So Harris takes it to the forecourt, trying to take advantage and get this lead back down under double digits. Bounce pass to Orr, right block. Jump hook shot is up over Krug, no good, and once again, Jerome Allen skies for the rebound.
He's going to be close to double figures in rebounds, Scott.
I would imagine so. Take it down the left side, give to Krug on the box. Jump hook shot is up, that's no good, and the rebound for Boyd. Both teams have gone a bit cold. Up ahead to Harris for the Trojans. He'll take to the foul line, loses the handle on the ball, and they're going to catch him for traveling. He tried to dribble once, go into the air, and when he couldn't get the shot off, dribbled again. A traveling violation against the Trojans, and he's going to give the Quakers the ball back. They'll also have Sean Trice back. He checks in to replace Tim Krug with 6:49 to go.
Full court defensive pressure by USC.
The main foul set to check in now for USC as well. Quakers beat the press with some quick passing. Now Allen loses the handle on the ball in trouble. Gives it up for Graham. And back outside they go to Allen, who'll set the offense. Penn 64, USC 53. 6.5 to go here in Los Angeles. Maloney, give to Allen, right side foul line extended, now to Trace up top, Graham swing around, left side, his pick to the ball by Orr, Orr's going to go flying in and he's going to jam it over his head. Showtime!
Nat Graham did not do a good job of protecting the ball. Orr swatted it away, then chased it down and got a dunk.
Like Al McGuire says, he's a cloud-piercing dunker. 9-point ball game. Kegler back the other way, he's going to loft the 3 and hit it. He was wide open in front of the Penn bench, took the shot and hit it, and it's the Quakers again by 12.
A big bucket by Scott Kegler.
This is Harris, give it up for Brandon Martin. Martin going to work it on down the left side. USC still has plenty of time to come back in this game, and they've shown they've had the firepower to do it. They got a whistle now away from the basketball, and a call going to go against the Quakers. Looks like this is going to be a foul, and the first one being issued to Nat Graham for pushing off down low. He was trying to deny the basketball to Lorenzo Orr. Quakers are up over the limit, however, and that's going to send Orr back to the free throw line.
Penn led by as many as 19 points, 59-40, with 15:03 left in the game right now. 5 minutes and 48 seconds remaining, and Penn leading by 12, 67-55.
They're going to give the free throws here, or free throw to Boyd. He's shooting the one and one. First one up, around the rim, no good. Orr's got the rebound, and we got a foul call coming on Kegler for going over his back. Scott Kegler is going to pick up the foul here, and the Quakers well up over the limit now. That one, if I'm not mistaken, will be their 19th foul. So one more, and USC will be shooting two. For now, though, it'll be Lorenzo Orr, not a good free throw shooter, with a one-on-one opportunity with 5:42 left in the game.
Well, the Trojan strength is inside. Here's Orr's foul shot.
Shot is up, and the shot is good. Lorenzo Orr, the guy that's the go-to guy for this team this season, 17 points, 10 of them here in the second half. He'll have one more opportunity. That shot is up. That shot is good. 67-57. The Quakers by 10 with just over 5.5 left. And a hostile crowd. Allen quickly ahead. Nice pass for Kegler, who loses the handle. Kicked it out of bounds. The Quakers wanted a foul call. They're not going to get it. And USC gets it back on the turnover. Big comeback for the Trojans. They'll try to keep it going now as Domaine Powell brings them up offensively. Powell give it up for Martin in the forecourt. Martin working it down the right side. Working on Jerome Allen. Very deliberate in the offense now. Martin in some trouble. Kick it down for Boyd on the block. He'll take it to the paint. Pull up jumper. Up over Moore. No good. Rebound down to Trice.
And the Trojans used 21 seconds that time off the clock. 12 seconds remained on the 35-second clock when they finally took that shot and missed.
Quakers will have Barry Pierce back at the next stoppage of play. This is Kegler over on the left side. Bynum Maloney coming around a screen up top, and quickly the defense shifts over to him. 15 on the shot clock as he waves some traffic out of the way and gives for Allen right side. This is Jerome to the top. Taking it all the way around the circle now with a left-handed dribble. He'll cross over into the lane. Pull-up shot off balance. No good. His stone tip follow won't go. Rebound on the floor. USC's got it. They tried to throw it away. However, they didn't. The ball goes off the hand of Kegler and back to the Trojans.
4 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. Penn leading USC by 10, 67-57, Trojan basketball.
And I wonder if George Raveling would love to have guys like Phil Glenn and Dwayne Hackett back now, some of the long-range shooters, because USC's not getting much from the outside. Boyd down in the left corner for Orr on the baseline. Maloney with a knee in his back. Give it back to Boyd at the foul line. Drive down the lane, and the power move shot is good, but the officials say no go. We got a charging foul coming against Mark Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd just pulled his way down the lane. It was a power move. I think in the NBA they don't call the offensive foul there, but there were bodies flying as he moved down the lane and got a field goal that will be disallowed.
So full court pressure continuing now for USC. Just their third team foul. They have a few to give up. But they give the full court pressure. Long pass from Trice to Moore. Raiders with some trouble breaking the timeline. Just 2 seconds left to do it, and they finally do. Give for Maloney. Now to Moore for the layup. It's good.
Great assist by Matt Maloney, and Penn's on top by 12.
Good floor sense for Maloney. He saw Moore filling the left lane. Now Bozeman back the other way. Give for Orr into the lane. Invites three Quakers. Fadeaway jumper is good. Lorenzo Orr with a two-pointer, 69-59, with 3:45 to go in the game. And we got a blocking foul coming against Orr, who is trying to draw the charge against Jerome Allen. However, he gets whistled for the foul, just the fourth team foul, so the Quakers will inbound with a new 35 when we come back. Timeout on the floor with 3:45 left in the game. It's the Quakers by 10, 69-59.
Penn 69, USC 59, and that's right, Scott, Monday night. We'll be at St. John Arena in Columbus, Ohio.
Actually, sometime early tomorrow morning, we'll be in Columbus, Ohio, and probably spend the better part of the day tomorrow trying to find the Eagles game on television somewhere. But there will be a basketball game on Monday night, and we'll see how the Penn front line can contend with big, strong senior Lawrence Funderburk, the one-time Indiana Hoosier, now Ohio State Buckeye, one of the biggest and toughest guys the Quakers will see all year long in the middle He is a guy to contend with, and at St. John Arena, where Ohio State plays, is a tough place to win on the road.
Well, more and more, I think this Fran Dunphy coach red and blue basketball team is giving the impression that they can be competitive with just about anybody.
Quakers are being competitive and even more than that today. They break Cuttle with 3:45 left in the game, leading by 10. They'll have Maloney, Pierce, Moore, Trice, and Allen. USC will counter with Orr, Martin, Boyd, Powell, and Bozeman. Here come the Quakers with the basketball and the 10-point lead. Maloney, give for Allen. He stands 25 feet from the hoop on the left side. Give it up for Pierce on the outside right. And now off the screen, looked at Maloney, but didn't throw him the basketball. Now in some trouble. Got to kick it back out to Maloney near half court. They'll reset the play. 15 on the shot clock. As Maloney dribbles and works on the right side. Got a screen up top. He'll take it. Had the pick and roll, but didn't give it up. Now tries to give up down the lane for Trice. Ball poked away. USC with a steal. Powell back down the other way for the Trojans. Trying to bounce it down low, and he does for Orr. He backs in on Trice. Fadeaway jumper over Trice. That's no good. Rebound on the weak side for Barry Pierce.
Excellent defense by Sean Trice, pushing Orr out of that right baseline.
If you missed it, he and Lorenzo Orr know each other. They played against one another in high school back in Detroit. They've been battling back and forth all day. Quakers trying to kill off some time. 2:49 left of the game as Jerome Allen controls left side. Taking it up around the half circle. Give up for Moore. He and Allen now play catch. Over for Maloney on the right side. 9 on the shot clock. Give for Pierce. In the lane. Good pass down low for Moore. He's stripped of the basketball by Boyd. And 4 on the shot clock as it goes out of bounds off USC. So they will give the Quakers another second, if I'm not mistaken. Reset it. No, is that they're going to leave it at 4. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Quakers have 4 to get the shot off as Allen inbounds. With some trouble, now get it for Maloney. 3 on the shot clock. Left of the lane. Jumper is good off the glass. Matt Maloney, who was so hot in the first half, now has 17 points for the game. Quakers by 12. USC with some trouble coming back now from 12 points down with 2:16 left. Ankrum controls up top. Down low, they try to get it to Boyd, and we have got a kickball against the Quakers that'll reset the 35-second clock and allow the Trojans to bring in Bert Harris to replace Demaine Powell.
Matt Maloney's 17 points, 5 in the second half. He had 12 at intermission. Jerome Allen has 16 points overall, 14 of those in the second half.
And so now the inbound play coming from Bird Harris. He'll give it up for Martin between the circles. 2:10 left of the ballgame. This is Ankrum up top. Bouncing his way out of trouble, dribbling backwards, and now give back up again for Martin. 2 minutes even left in the game. 22 on the shot clock. Martin kicked down for Harris. He'll take it back to the foul line. Back outside for Ankrum. They're being much too deliberate now. They need a basket. Martin lean in left of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound down for Trice. He clears the board and gives it up for Jerome Allen with just a 1:44 left in the game. The Quakers slowly walking it across. And the Quaker fans now coming to life here as Boyd fouls Eric Moore over on the right sideline, but that will only be the 15th foul against USC. They haven't even sent Penn to the line yet. Quakers will get a fresh 35 and get to inbound with a minute 37 left in the game and a 12-point lead.
Well, that figures to be a lively alumni reception for the University of Pennsylvania in Los Angeles this afternoon following what appears to be a big Penn victory in its opener.
As we send you to LaSalle Princeton, we'll send ourselves to the Penn alumni reception. This is Trice over on the left side. Foul line extended. Give it back for Allen. And Allen for Pierce in between the circles. 1:25 left in the game. USC not even trying to foul now, trailing by 12. Maloney on the outside. Give for Allen. The Quakers trying to run down as much time as possible. Looks as though USC is content to let this one get away. Allen holding the basketball. 10 on the shot clock. Green working on him. Allen wants a foul call but won't get it. Now backs his way in. 4 on the shot clock. Back out for Moore. Wide open 3. He'll take it. He'll miss it. Rebound down off the hands of Martin. Went out of bounds and off. USC is going to stay Penn's way with a fresh 35 and just 58.7 seconds left in the game. So the Quakers will get a win here barring some kind of miracle. And will move to 1-0 with a big victory here at the LA Sports Arena over USC today. Just 58.7 seconds to go in the game, and USC not doing any fouling at this point. They seem content with getting out of here with the showing that they had today. Allen. Inbound for Trice and back outside to Maloney. They're just counting off the seconds. Now 53 of them left of the game as Maloney dribbles by himself. And worked on by Harris.
I was going to say USC's hopes of a victory are unraveling.
That was just a terrible pun.
I was going to say that, but, you know.
Maybe it was better that I'd interrupted you. Bert Harris just pushed off against Maloney, stopping the clock with 43.8 seconds to go. However, it's still the six-team foul, so the Quakers not shooting yet. They'll inbound, 43.8 left of the game, and a fresh 35. Long inbound to Trice, back to Maloney, and that takes them into the forecourt. The Quakers will get a win. Big first half from Maloney, big second half from Allen. And now finally a foul again with 35.2 seconds left. Maloney is fouled, and he will be sent to the line. They picked the wrong guy. Maloney, a 78% free throw shooter last year. And he is going to go to the free throw line now to basically ice this ball game for the Quakers, leading by 12, just 35 seconds left.
Do you think Penn can have back-to-back undefeated seasons in the Ivy League?
That is so tough to do. First shot on the way and good for Maloney. He'll have one more try. You and I were there last year at Princeton where the Quakers barely escaped with a victory. It is so tough with the Friday-Saturday coupling of games to not slip up at some point during that schedule.
I bring that up only because you can see with the obvious talent on hand, this team has a chance.
Second one for Maloney, also good. Back the other way, and Green's shot is blocked away by Pierce. It was a three-point attempt, and Barry Skye rejected the freshman and said, kiddo, you still got a couple of things to learn. 28.8 seconds to go here, and the Quakers lead it by 14. USC to inbound the shot clock. Should be turned off, I guess, but it's not. It's like a two-tenths of a second difference. Martin kicked out of the corner. Long jumper for Harris. That one is good. A three-pointer. Quakers to inbound now with just 25.6 seconds to go. The inbound comes out to Maloney, but before he could get the ball, Pierce was fouled by Harris. So they'll stop the clock again with 24.3 seconds to go. Dan, if you could explain to me why they're fouling now and they weren't fouling with 2 minutes to go in the game when they still would have had a shot. I don't get it. Just 24 seconds to go. There's no way they can come from 11 points back.
I think it's just the competitive instinct taking over, and why they didn't do it before, I really can't tell you. Penn's next game is at Ohio State Monday night. A week from today, they're at Fairleigh Dickinson, and they make their Philadelphia debut, these 93-94 Quakers, on Saturday afternoon, December 11th at the Spectrum, in a Big Five City Series contest against St. Joseph's.
Barry Pierce to the free throw line, hit the first, and the second one rolls home for him as well. Barry with a fine day at his first game here. 12 points today, 21 seconds to go. Quakers by 13. The only thing in doubt now is the final score. As Orr takes it to the forecourt, loses the handle. Moore comes away with the basketball. Quakers are running with it. Maloney up ahead to Pierce. Baseline. Jam. Oh, big elevation and a two-fisted jam for Barry Pierce. And that's sort of the exclamation point on top of the day.
Oh, my.
USC brings it up. 3 seconds, 1 second, and you can put this one in the books. The Quakers have beaten the USC Trojans by a score of 77-62 here at the LA Sports Arena today, and sort of picked up where they left off last season. Dan coming back strong, a 15-point victory out on the West Coast. I don't know. I know that a lot of people expected Penn to win this game, or expected that Penn would be very competitive in this game. I don't think anybody expected the Quakers to come into the second half and blow this team out.
And how many times did we say that last year? When it seemed like with each game the Quakers won, you said, geez, this team is better than we thought.
It would be very interesting to see whether or not the Quakers eventually will get some national recognition this year. As Dan mentioned earlier, they are looked at as the lion in the Ivy League, but will they be a team that gets some form of national recognition? It's something that has happened in the past for Pete Carril's Princeton team when they were in Ivy League power a couple of years back. A little bit too early to tell at this point. Probably go a long way toward determining that on Monday night at Ohio State. But for now, the Quakers are 1-0 with a 77-62 win over the USC Trojans. Dan Baker and I will be back to recap this one for you from the LA Sports Arena right after this.
Joe, would you please do Mather? The Penn basketball team begins this 93-94 season in very impressive fashion, defeating USC 77-62. It is the Trojans' worst home loss since 1990, when they lost to Arizona, also by 15 points
that one, Arizona 90, Southern California 75. Let's take a look at today's final individual scoring. First, for the victorious Quakers of Pennsylvania, Matt Maloney, the leading scorer with 19 points. Jerome Allen had 16. 14 for Barry Pierce. 6 for Sean Trice. 8 for Tim Krug. 77 for Pennsylvania, 62 for Southern California. The Trojans were led by Lorenzo Orr with 20 points. 13 for Burt Harris. 13 for Mark Boyd. All of those in the first half. So the Quakers completely shut down Mark Boyd after intermission. He's a 6'7", 220-pound senior forward from Atlanta, Georgia. Continuing with the Trojans' final individual scoring, Claude Green had 5 points and 3 for Avondra Jones, the impressive 6'11 freshman from La Puente, California. The final score today at the Los Angeles Sports Arena, the University of Pennsylvania 77, the University of Southern California 62. We'll be right back with more post-game comments from the L.A. Sports Arena after this.
You did a good job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Here comes Moore.
Okay. Okay,
Eric
great.
Eric Moore is coming.
Okay, great. Yeah, he's going to... Yeah, we can put... Yeah, I'll be here. We'll wait for you here. Okay. From Los Angeles, California, with Scott Graham, I'm Dan Baker, where Penn has just defeated USC 77-62. Our star of the game is Eric Moore. Eric had 11 points today, and Eric, you went up against some pretty big guys underneath for USC, and you more than held your own.
Yes, they were tough, very tough inside. We got a lot of help down from the guards, and we've been working hard for a month inside play, a lot of hard defensive practice, so we were ready.
Of course, you knew what was coming. They lost some of their outside shooting to graduation, and that they were going to go down low and try to beat you in the box.
We heard that. We also heard that they had a lot of good incoming freshmen, and they were a very athletic team. So we really didn't know how they were going to come out shooting the ball. It was first game, so we didn't, both teams, came out a little nervous, but we came out ready to play, and I think it showed.
Our post-game star of the game is Eric Moore, and Eric is out of Episcopal Academy, and as is Jerome Allen, as was Paul Chambers, and boy, Episcopal has sent their share of good basketball players to the University of Pennsylvania.
Yes, we also got a little Interact City thing going. We got Krug and
Tim out of Penn Charter.
Barada, all those guys, local guys.
That's right.
Matt's not too far away, and Barry played against me in high school, too.
Yeah, Bill Guthrie out of Archbishop Ryan, Andy Barada from St. Joe Prep, and, the Philadelphia area has made a big contribution to this team. And what about the job Fran Dunphy has done?
I think he's done a great job. I got no complaints. I'm in there playing, too, so there's nothing wrong with that. But he's done a real good job keeping us together, keeping our egos, make sure there is no ego in the team. I think everybody on the team gets along real well, and I think Coach stresses that that happens, that we're a close team, and it works out well. He keeps everybody together and makes sure no one's out on their own, and I think it shows when we play as a team.
Eric, a big victory today in the opener for the Quakers, 77-62 over USC. I guess there had to be some concern, though, in the preseason when Andy Barada went down with a torn cruciate ligament.
Yes, that was very, very sensitive subject for everybody on the team after it happened, and it was just a, real bad blow to the team. We had a strong four-man, big guy rotation, and Guthrie and Graham stepped in well today, and they can play. But Andy was a big part of the team, just as a player. He was a team player. He got everybody together, got everybody fired up before the games. He you know, he's just real good guy to have around the team, and he's still around, and hopefully he'll make a comeback.
Now, are you and Tim and Sean supposed to pick up most of those minutes, or is somebody like a Bill Guthrie or a Nat Graham just going to be pushed into the rotation there to make up for Andy Verrata's loss?
I try to stay out of those subjects. I let the coach take care of them. I think we just got to play, and he really hasn't said anything to us about that. I think we just got to, when he puts us in, just be ready to play, and it's his decision who goes in and who's going to fill in those minutes.
A big victory today for the University of Pennsylvania over USC, the final 77-62. Was there one individual on that Trojan squad that really impressed you today?
Well, the guy I was playing against, Boyd, 33, he was a very strong guy down low.
All right, let's talk about him for a minute. He had 13 points in the first half, and you shut him down after intermission. What was the strategy? What did you do differently after intermission?
I don't know if we did much. I think we tried more to deny him the ball.